None but the hungry heart. 12:12. Law, grace, kingdom. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. 2 Timothy 2:15a. There is an entirely baseless sentiment abroad which assumes that every teaching of the Lord Jesus must be binding upon the believer during this age simply because he said it. The fact is forgotten that he, while living under, keeping, and applying the law of Moses, also taught the principles of his future earthly kingdom. And at the end of his ministry, and in relation to his cross, he also anticipated the teachings of grace. If this threefold division of his teaching is not recognized and maintained, there can be nothing but confusion of mind and consequent contradiction of truth. Because the thing is in the Bible does not warrant the conclusion that it is God's will for the Christian. We must seek rightly to divide the word of truth. What was formerly right for the Jews is for us nothing but the elements of the world. These forms pointed to a reality that is now come, the body of Christ. The blessed position of a Christian is that he has died, even to the best things of the world, religious and otherwise, and he is alive to the highest things in the presence of the Father. For the Lord Jesus Christ is his life, in whom he is hidden. The Gospels are complex almost beyond any other portion of Scripture, since they are a composite of the teachings of the law, of grace, and of the coming kingdom. We realize our privileges and possessions in the Lord Jesus by faith. We enjoy them by the Spirit. Rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15b.